creative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Jeff writes, well, everybody swears they have the best Brussels sprout recipe, unless it starts with throw the Brussels sprouts in the garbage can, they're liars. Exactly. That's 100% correct. That is 100%. Alex writes, Ramona, corner brownies rule. They even make pans.
They make a pan?
I did not know that.
That's amazing.
Yes. Yes. I need one of those pans. Yes. The whole pan full of corner brownies.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Let me get to Dave in Simpsonville, who hates matcha tea, apparently. Dave.
Well, thanks for getting me in. You know, I was listening to your Cleveland Brown caller right before the break, and can you imagine if Baker, the miracle of Baker Mayfield winning a Super Bowl in Cleveland,
oh, man,
would equate to when Jesus turned the water into wine. That's how big a miracle it would be. I mean, if he did that, they'd be like, LeBron who?
And exactly. Because, Dave, exactly. You're 100% right, because first and foremost, that's a football city.
Absolutely. It is football, baseball,
exactly,
then basketball, and right now they are the most football-starved traditional franchise in pro sports,
yep,
pro football.
Yep.
And so, I mean, they would close federal buildings on his birthday to celebrate the greatness that is Baker Mayfield. Well, turning real quick back to running backs, and I do understand what you're saying about trying to conserve Etienne as much as possible to getting through. I go back and remember the awful knee injuries that Marcus Lattimore had at Carolina. And then I go back to his very first game against Georgia. His freshman year, first game, Spurrier ran that son of a gun 40 times
right
in that ball game, and they went. So you look at the wear and tear on his body, and do you think Spurrier rode him too hard as trying to make that offense work through Lattimore?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, Dave, and I don't want to, you know, place blame for a knee injury anywhere. I think sometimes things just happen, and I think it was just unfortunate. I mean, obviously, Marcus Lattimore was a big back. He was sort of built to take a load. I think back then, as we said, you know, Spurrier was having to win in ways he wasn't familiar with. I mean, he won 11 games a year at South Carolina for X number of years, but it is not how he thought it was going to go. I mean, he never even really liked Connor Shaw. He wanted to win in his fun and gun way, and that's what he envisioned, and that's not what happened. He won with a running quarterback, a running game, and defense. And, you know, and
yeah.
I don't know whether you credit him with that or not, but yeah, I'm not sure. But, you know, in Etienne's case, I mean, Etienne still looks like a kid. You know, he's still only 200 pounds.
Right.
And, you know, and he still looks sort of slender when you look at him, and he doesn't look that big. He's surprisingly strong. I mean, he runs through a lot of arm tackles and a lot of contact. But, you know, I think you want to be cautious with them. I don't think you want to feed it to them 30 times a game. As I said, I think what you want is to average like 15 to 20 touches for them. And if that means that one game he has 25, you know, and one game he has 10, well, that's fine.
Well, it was obvious that they had to put the burden on him Saturday.
Exactly.
To help Chase get through his immediate butterflies. Feaster, and I'm an Adam Choice guy too. I've always liked Adam Choice.
Yeah.
Even when right before he hurt his knee, that created the legend that is Gallman. But what about the four string back? And I'll take it off the air. Are they going to put the shirt on him, or is he going to be running anymore this year? And Walt, thanks as always.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about Dixon and how they'll play that out. And my guess is that you're not going to see much of him because I think he has a really bright future and there's really no reason to because, you know, barring injury, and an injury could change it. But right now you have three running backs and obviously the first guy is exceptional and the second two guys aren't too shabby as Dave suggests. You know, again, Adam Choice was the starter here. You know, way back when he was the fourth team back and I told people I thought he might wind up the starter and people thought, what? And then he did. And then he was injured. And the injury opened the door for Gallman. He had beat Gallman out. He had beaten Gallman out. And, you know, and he hasn't had the same ability or explosiveness since. He looks maybe a step quicker now this year. Like he's had enough time to recover from that injury, and he's that much bigger and stronger, and he's running with authority, and Feaster has looked good in his opportunities as well. So, you know, you have a situation where, to my mind, like against a Wake Forest, I think you can use sort of a backfield by committee. I mean, it's going to be Etienne first, but if the game goes as you would hope it goes, and as I would anticipate it going, then I think that there's an opportunity against a team like Wake Forest maybe to sort of share the wealth and to save Etienne's 25 carry games for when you might need them, as opposed to running them 25 times every single game, which I don't think is necessary. I think you want him to average in the 15 to 20 touch per game range. I think he can handle that load and I think you're better for it. And I think you keep him fresh and all that good stuff in that regard. Angry Lawyer, how are you?
Walt, I hope you and Ramona are doing well.
Doing well as always, Angry Lawyer.
Awesome. I heard Looper calling earlier in the week and he said some disparaging things about me. But I couldn't really understand it because he has terrible English and terrible syntax. And I don't know what's going on, but he's right. As far as prison wine goes, it's called Pruno. And I know that because I used to box with a guy when I was in graduate school, which Luke would not know of because I doubt he got out of middle school, is that went to this guy's house and watched football, and he made Pruno. And he's like, yeah, every once in a while I think back those 10 years I spent in prison. And, yeah, it's disgusting. So, no, none on the Pruno. Get some Thunderbird or hairspray. Hairspray works.
There you go.
I heard Ed yesterday talking about the visceral fat. Please show up tomorrow night, Ed, because your visceral fat is me having to use the red pill that you advertise. So who's got it worse?
Oh, there you go.
Carolina, I didn't catch that. I was doing some work earlier. I didn't catch what you said regarding South Carolina the rest of the year. I'll be happy with the Music City Bowl, but I'll take it off the air. But I want to tell all your listeners, please go out tomorrow night.
That's what we're talking about.
Have a blast.
Angry Lawyer's a great guy. Come on out. Hang out with us. Thank you, Angry Lawyer. By the way, Ronnie, he brought you a nice gift the other day, and he was going to leave it with me, but I told him he was better off just mailing it to you.
He told me he was going to mail it to me. That's very nice of him.
Yeah. Very nice indeed. Look, I think the schedule is now a little more difficult than it initially looked. I think the challenges are a little more difficult, and I don't think South Carolina is clicking offensively the way that most anticipated. And I think you're still sort of looking for an offensive identity. And until you find it, I'm just not sure. For example, I think Missouri's a tough game both ways. I could see this is a situation where maybe the passing attack gets well against a Missouri pass defense that's been really suspect. On the other hand, Bentley's a little banged up. The receivers are dropping balls, you know. So this is a game that South Carolina needs if they still want to have the type of season that I think most South Carolina fans imagined before the year and what I thought would happen. 8-9. If you don't get this one, then I think you're looking at more like a struggle to get to a bowl game if you don't get this game. I don't think it means anything long term in terms of Muschamp and the direction. I think the direction is the trajectory is good. I think the Holinsky kid is going to be a very good player at South Carolina. So I think, you know, things are headed in the general right direction. I just think you have to be patient. Zeke.
What's up, Deb Tula?
How you doing there, Zeke?
You like the Heels' chances this weekend, Deb Tula?
Who do you have?
Nobody.
That's all right.
Nobody,
you're off. You're Tula. Off. Yeah, I couldn't. Nothing was immediately coming to mind. Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, it depends.
That's pretty bad.
Depends.
If any team could lose the open date, it would be the Heels.
That's true.
Hey, listen. Want to get some thoughts on the baseball playoffs. Let me ask you a question. First on the American League, Walt. Is it just me, or if you were Boston, would you rather be in Houston's shoes than their own shoes? Meaning, I'd rather get second place and open up with Cleveland with home field than knowing I got to play either New York or Oakland. What are your thoughts, Walt?
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. And I know you're an Astros fan from way back, which I still find strange, but I am a I believe in the Astros more than I believe in the Red Sox. I think the Oakland A's are dangerous. I picked the Rockies last night to win that wild card game on the road. I think the A's are going to beat the Yankees.
I do too.
And if that's true, you're going to have a 100-win team that plays one game. I mean, the Yankees and A's combined to win nearly 200 games. I mean, what did the Yankees wind up with, 100 or 101?
I think it was 101.
No, it was 100. They were 162. 100,
okay.
And the A's won 97 games. So, you know, it's a pretty good wild card game. You'd have a wild card game between a team with 100 wins and a team with 97 wins.
Well, yeah, how would you like to win 103 games and know that's second best in the conference?
Exactly right.
I mean, you got 108, 103. I'm with you. I'm thinking Oakland to win this game. And what I'm thinking could happen, Houston, what's funny is Houston and Cleveland split this year. But they haven't played. If I'm correct, they haven't played since May.
I think that's right.
So, yeah, I think they split 3-3. But Cleveland won, and Houston had no reliever at that time. They won 2-1-1 games. So, but I'd still rather have the home field against Cleveland. If you could wrap that series up quick, listen, you may be watching a Boston team have to go 6 or 7 games and travel East Coast to West Coast back to East Coast.
Well, that's right. And I don't really trust the Redskins bullpen, the Red Sox bullpen, and I just think that the Astros know how to win the playoffs. There's a toughness about the Astros that I like, and that's why I still think they're the team to beat, even though I have tremendous respect for this Red Sox team. I picked them to win the division before the year over the Yankees, and obviously they were the winners of an incredible division at the top, either that or in a hideous division at the bottom, depending on how you look at it.
Hey, Walt, would Oakland be the best team record-wise in the National League?
Yeah. You know, and here's the other thing. You know, If I don't know where you'd have to track it to exactly, like the midpoint of the season, the All-Star break, something, but Oakland's been as good as anybody since that point.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
You know, remember, there was a time that Oakland was way behind the Mariners, and they finished
eight
games ahead of the Mariners.
Yeah, well, one time I wasn't even considering Oakland. It was Seattle was playing good ball on our tails. Oakland actually cut that lead down to a half game.
Yeah.
And Houston, they never took the division lead, but they got it down.
Yeah.
And Houston, over the last 3 weeks, was probably playing their best baseball. And that was why they were able to stretch it out to 4.5. But, listen, that thing for about a month was set between a half game and 2.5 games.
Right. Yeah, I think the A's are a very tough bunch, and we'll find out tonight just how tough.
Well, I just thought that was interesting. If you're Boston going, getting first place gets you home field, I agree with that. But it also got you Oakland or freaking New York instead of Houston getting Cleveland. So should be a lot of fun. It's a good time of year with the playoffs, college football, pro football. And, hey, last question. I'm going to hang up and get your thoughts on this. I'm a big Panthers fan. I go every Sunday to the games. I know the political standpoint. I'm not worried about politics now. Give me what our new cornerback brings to us and what that means to the team, and I'm going to hang up and get your thoughts. Thanks, Walt. Bye-bye.
Whoa. I missed that.
He wants to know what their new quarterback brings to the team.
What new quarterback? For who? He's talking about North Carolina?
I thought he meant he said brings to our team. Isn't he a North Carolina fan?
I'm not sure. Has North Carolina announced that they're going with someone else other than Surratt or Elliott? I haven't seen that. So I haven't seen that. So we need some sort of confirmation on that. Yeah, Jay asked me about the Red Sox. No, I picked the Astros before the year to represent the American League. So, no, nothing has changed in that regard.
Cornerback with the Panthers, he said.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're late. Walt Tiptoe, Road Rage.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Let's go!
With their sights set on Santa Clara, the Clemson Tigers are ready to further their goal with another conference matchup. The laser-focused Tigers travel to Wake Forest this week to take on the chaotic Demon Deacons. Game day starts with the Tiger Tailgate Show right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
WCCP is the flagship station for Clemson football. Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show with Scott Reimer and Kelly Gremlin, only on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Four Paws American Pub, Clemson's newest spot for delicious house-made dishes like pan-fried trout, hot wings, juicy burgers, and more. Located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, made fresh with local ingredients, Four Paws' diverse menu will fit any craving or time of day. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws to catch a game on the 20 big-screen HD TVs. Call 654-5151 to place your to-go order. Four Paws American Pub, locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking needs. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menace in Greenville. Jeff Turner and Adria Earwood in Easley. Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Providence Staffing has been helping employers and job seekers come together. Whether it's hospitality, general labor, skilled construction, heavy equipment operators, or housekeeping, Providence Staffing can help you in your new career or advance your current career. If you need employees or a job, put the power of experience to work for you. Call Providence Staffing, where their talent is finding your talent. Call 442-6002. Online at providencestaffing.com.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
If you got something to say, give me a call.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. You know, a backdrop in the sports world today is the federal court trial regarding the paying of collegiate basketball players and Merrill Code and all this situation. It is ugly, ugly, and getting uglier by the moment. I'd have to spend some time digesting all this stuff when I'm off air. But that's going on as we speak. And then there's this. This from Seth Emerson. Man, what an ugly situation this is. I knew nothing about this until I just saw this tweet. I don't even know really when or how this occurred. But according to Seth Emerson, Georgia has dismissed baseball player Adam Sasser, who's accused of using a racial slur during last Saturday's football game in relation to Georgia quarterback Justin Fields. Sasser was a second-team All-SEC selection as a junior this spring after hitting .317 with 10 homers and 44 RBIs. So you're not talking about booting a scrub. You're talking about booting a star. Georgia, if I'm to understand this, Georgia has booted a star baseball player off of their team because he used a racial slur against a star football player on their team. Why you would do that is beyond me. I don't mean why they would dismiss him. Why Adam Sasser would do that about a player on his own team is mind-boggling to me. So, I mean, I just saw that pop up, and it's actually Seth Emerson tweeted that 2 hours ago, but I just saw it. So, sort of an ugly situation in Georgia. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Brian, then Basketball David. Brian, how are you?
Walt, how are you doing?
Good, Brian. Twin Peaks tomorrow, Brian.
Yes, I'll be there.
Great.
I can't believe Looper is talking bad about Angry Lawyer. I met him last Friday with you, and as you mentioned, he had something for Ramona, and he is a man that is very giving, and I have him and you to thank for helping me cut the edge off the game Saturday after the game, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. I do. Maker's Mark is good stuff.
Yeah, Maker's 46. Anyway, I called, believe it or not, to talk about Kentucky football. Not to talk bad about Angry Lawyer's Gamecocks, but I think I became a Kentucky Wildcats fan this past weekend. Cats. And, you know, I may have mentioned your analysis or brief prelude to the game this weekend, but I think that's a big game for the Cats and the A&M this weekend. It's going to be very telling of how far that group and also has Kentucky reached their ceiling, which I don't think they have. And I'm curious what your take is.
Yeah,
and
I agree
with
you.
When will Kentucky hit their ceiling?
Yeah, I don't think they have either. I think that Terry Wilson is getting better on a week-by-week basis. And as his limits expand as a passer, Kentucky is going to be that much more difficult to deal with, and I think that's going to happen because I can see signs of that already. So I think Kentucky is legitimate, and I think they're going to give A&M a much tougher game than most seem to. It seems like everyone, including Vegas, and of course Vegas doesn't actually, you know, put out lines per se, but I think everyone believes that A&M is just going to walk over Kentucky. I don't think that's the case at all. I think A&M is going to be in for the fight of their lives. I think Kentucky's playing well, and I think they'll continue to play well.
I think Kentucky wins that game. Have you seen an early line or seen the early prediction?
A&M is like a 6-point favorite, I think. And I think that's certainly too many points, regardless of who actually wins the game.
I think A&M is in trouble.
Yeah, I think you're going to have I think there's going to be it's going to be a much tougher game on A&M than most imagine.
Yeah. Thank you, Walt.
Thank you,
see
Brian.
You tomorrow.
Excellent. Good job. You know, someone's written me and said that, you know, Georgia had a 5-star player decommit. Yeah, I knew that Georgia had a 5-star player decommit. I didn't know it was in relation to that. I don't know. I don't know all the details of that circumstance. But just on the surface, it's ugly. I'll investigate the circumstance tonight, and maybe we'll talk more about tomorrow because I don't want to speak out of turn in regard to it, but it's pretty significant when you're dismissing a second team all SEC baseball player. And it's almost unthinkable to me that a star baseball player would be bad mouthing a star football player in any way, shape or form, let alone from a racial standpoint. You know, so it's ugly. No, Illini Jack, I can't believe Lovie Smith makes that money, and I actually want to get to that. I'll get to that in a little bit. That's still on my agenda, so I'm glad you brought that up. Basketball David. David, how are you?
I'm good. Well, how are you doing?
Good, David. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. First of all, Walt, I wanted to ask, I heard you mentioning earlier and then yesterday about Alabama's invincibility and,
yep,
you know, how you think they can get beat. My question to you would be, you know, you said you think they're kind of weak in the secondary. Are they weak enough in the secondary for somebody to be able to outscore them? Would be my question.
I think that's what we would be talking about. I don't think anybody's beating Alabama, you know, 24-17. Unless if it is, it'll be LSU. But I don't think anybody's beating Bama that way. I think the way you're going to have to beat Bama is you're going to have to outscore them. And, you know, we've seen Clemson go up against Alabama in a couple of shootouts to win the national championship. I think it's conceivable.
But do you think this Clemson team is capable of outscoring them?
Not now. Not today. But they wouldn't play them today. You know, but...
Yeah,
but,
obviously.
But I think at the end of the year, you know, we'll see. I want to see what the Clemson offense morphs into at the end of the year. And I think Ohio State's in this conversation as well. You know, and I think, like, for example, as we look at it right now, you know, assuming they get Bosa back, and you just look at Ohio State and look at the way they're constructed offensively, where you have a Heisman candidate at quarterback in Haskins, you have all sorts of speed and talent at receiver, and you have two pros at running back in Dobbins and Weber. I think a team like that could potentially outscore Alabama under the right circumstances. And so I don't think Alabama is invincible. I think they can be beaten. I think to beat them, if we're talking an in-season situation, I really think you're talking about like a 50-47 game.
Yeah, no, I would obviously agree with that. And that was just my only question. Now, I heard you mention that the basketball, the hoop scandal, that was – one of the reasons I was calling was, I obviously, you know, everybody kind of thought when it first blew up about a year ago this time, you know, this is going to rock the sport. Then it kind of went away for a little while, and then it's like, well, maybe it was just all talk, no right. action, and we're not going to see any repercussions from it. And now that the trials are starting to take place, it's starting to rear its head again. And, you know, I kind of sifted through a little bit of the first 2 days of the trial, and it sounds like the Merle Code and Jim Gatto guy are not holding back. And basically their argument is we didn't commit it. We broke NCAA rules. They're admitting that, but we didn't break any federal crimes. And with that defense, it sounds like they're going to tell all. So my question would be, and I don't know how much of you looked through it, do you think this is going to have far more repercussions than we thought?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's as ugly as can possibly.
They've already implicated, you know, one of the main names was Brian Bowen at the center of it, and they already said that Oregon offered to pay a, quote, astronomical amount of money for him.
Yeah, I saw that.
And no one even thought Oregon was in the discussion.
Right, I saw that quote about, and we don't really know what astronomical amount of money means, but it's about as ugly as it can get. And you know, I think that as it moves forward, there's a chance that more individuals will be exposed and more names will come up. So it does not look good for anybody involved. And it's ugly.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm be interested to follow the trial just to see, like, you know, who kind of the who sort of gets left in the dust and whose name gets mentioned. You know, I think Arizona is going to be kind of implicated some with the whole DeAndre Ayton, and now they're bringing their recruitment of North Carolina's Nazir Little in. So
yeah.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see who's
I think there was some hope or expectation in certain parts that Kentucky and or Duke might be a part of this, but it doesn't look like either of those programs are going to be a part of this at the moment.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think you're right on that. But my last question is, and I'll take this off, is I sent it to you on Twitter, but I was having a discussion with a buddy the other day, Walt. We were just talking about, you know, kind of great ACC performances in the ACC tournament. I know March is a long way off, but I actually have a personal connection with former weight great Randolph Childress. Got to meet him in the summer working some camps, and we were just talking about his 95 ACC performance, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on where that ranked.
Yeah.
Where that ranked in the great tournament performances, and I'll listen for you.
Hey David, you still there?
Yep.
I've been thinking about the college basketball picture the last couple of days as well, so we need to have a little conversation about that, because I'm really sort of warming up to Nevada. I think that a lot of the transfers are going to have big impacts on the season. I think we talked before about the Reed Travis transfer and his role at Kentucky. I think that's really going to help him. I think Kansas adding the Lawsons, especially Diedrich Lawson, is really going to help them. Gonzaga.
And they added the Cal transfer as well.
Right, and Gonzaga adding the Crandall kid from North Dakota. Yep. I think is going to give them another capable scorer. I think it's going to be a really interesting year in college basketball where we may have some unexpected Final Four teams. You know, maybe a Nevada, maybe a Tennessee. I know you're so high on Rick Barnes, and we'll see. I mean, you know, that's a team that
I pay off this year.
Yeah, they return. I think they're six leading scorers, and certainly it's a team that can guard and defend. So it's a lot to talk about, and yeah, I'll address the Childress thing off the air.
All right, thank you, Walt.
Thank you, David. Yeah, best I ever saw. I mean, he put on a performance that year that was just like otherworldly. He just totally took over and played at a level that, you know, I'm just not sure that we've ever seen. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's something for absolutely everybody. Look, even the salon. The salon employs world-class stylists from all over the Southeast. It's just a special place. So if you're looking to change your look, if you're looking to have a day of just total relaxation where you get pampered and you get to rejuvenate, refresh, reborn, all the re's can be had at Urban Nirvana. Listen, if no one's giving you the gift of Urban Nirvana, who deserves it more than you? Give it to yourself. But here's the thing. Think about the people in your life who do things for you. Your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, I don't know. Urban Nirvana is a special place. And for you, the giver, you just go to urbannirvana.com. You let your fingers do the walking. You print off your gift certificate right off your computer and you're done. That's the gift of Urban Nirvana. Give it to somebody who you care about today. UrbanNirvana.com. UrbanNirvana.com. You will thank me later. Clemson dad, Josh, I want to get to some college football coaching salaries as well. Don't forget, Road Rage at Twin Peaks tomorrow. Great combination. If you listen to the show, I expect to see you out there. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger Calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger Calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger Calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Bojangles Pork Chop Griller is back. Buy the Pork Chop Griller for just $1.99. Only available for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
Mickey Power here. Fall is a great time to get your carpets clean with an awesome promotion from Zero Res. Book now through October 28th and you'll get three rooms clean for $119 and a free hallway when you mention my name. You love having friends over to watch the game. Zero Res can help you impress your guests. Call now 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Changing. Get your vehicle ready for rain, ice, and snow with the new set of Yokohama tires from R&R Tire Express. It's easy. $20 gets you started with R&R Tire Express's Everyone's Approved 6-month Same as Cash program. Yokohama's durable technology keeps you safe on the road with all different road conditions. And at R&R, installation, flat repair, and roadside assistance, a $300 value, is absolutely free. Yokohama Tires, just $20 with R&R 6 months Same as Cash. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. R&RTires.com.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Devtula on 105.5 The Roar.
We're dealing with a great deal of power.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Ramona, I'm actually reading more of this situation regarding Georgia and Adam Sasser and the AJC and others. Dog Nation kind of rallied 2 hours ago, posted this. Sasser has been dismissed. It's truly ugly. Are there any black players on the Georgia baseball team? I'm not sure. Adam Sasser has been dismissed for allegedly making repeated racial slurs during the football game on Saturday in Athens. The slurs were directed at Georgia quarterback Justin Fields, allegedly. The university released this statement. University of Georgia senior first baseman Adam Sasser has been dismissed from the Bulldog baseball team. Reports say that he repeatedly, even against the wishes of students who were sitting around him, although some apparently were laughing and thought it was funny, he repeatedly said, put the N-word in, referring to Justin Fields, put the N-word in. And, it, you know, first of all, it's unacceptable. You know, you would think that athleticism or sport is sort of the ultimate last bastion of a melting pot where the things that divide us are lessened, are mitigated. And it's always sort of felt that way, that sometimes sport is actually better than society in that regard. This is an incredibly ugly look for the entire Georgia athletic department. It just is. I mean, I can't imagine much worse. You have a white Georgia baseball player who's sitting in the stands watching a football game and mindlessly yelling the things that he's yelling with people around him about a young black star on the Georgia football team. I mean, first of all, Adam Sasser's a friggin' idiot if these stories are true. Forget the fact that he's a racist. He's also stupid. He's a stupid racist. I mean, what would make you think that that would be a good idea? Look, I guess this is my question. Even if that's who you are, all right? You know, even if that's who you are as an individual, what on earth would make you think that it's a good idea to go to the football game and yell that while other people are around you who aren't part of your clique? I mean, it's mind-boggling. Apparently that decommit had nothing to do with this circumstance, but others might. Others might. I mean, it's not a good look. It's a terrible look. And this guy was a second-team All-SEC player. It's almost hard to believe. Sort of shocking, really. I mean, this guy's not just a racist. He's invincibly stupid. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Clemson Dad, and then Josh. Clemson Dad, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I had a couple things I was going to talk about, but I heard you talking about the kid at Georgia making the racial slurs. And yeah, I read that article pretty quick, too, but I took some things out of it. They asked him to stop, and he continued. He said he'd stop, but he started again. And then, like you said, they intervened. Several posts on Facebook is my understanding what got the investigation started, but could be wrong.
No, that's right. A Georgia student, Clarissa Galubian, I have no idea whether that's the correct pronunciation of her name, right. But she and two other students who were sitting nearby him were amongst those who complained about, about apparently this was sort of constant. You know, he knew that several people near him took exception to it, and he just sort of continued his assault.
Right. Yeah. I knew you took time to look over it anyway, but I like you said, the kid's stupid. I mean, it's not like he was a scrub. Like, he's batting like 317 or something like that. 10 homers, 40-something RBIs. I mean,
yeah, second team All-SEC. Again, as I said, look, you know, I mean, clearly, you know, he's a racist, but in a sports environment. But beyond that, you know, again, even if that's who you are, you wouldn't think you'd go to a football game, given you're still on an athletic team at Georgia, and broadcast that fact. You know what I mean? I mean,
right.
It's the whole thing is mind-boggling. Yeah, just absolutely incredible. And just a really bad look for Georgia athletics, period.
Well, I was trying to, you posed the question, I don't know if there's any black players on the Georgia baseball team, and I can't get anything to come up when you put in Georgia baseball other than this cat. That's how hot it's got on the internet.
I bet.
When you do a search. Yeah. I was going to ask you about the Yankees and the A's, but I heard your take on that earlier, so I won't go there.
Well, look, I respect the Yankees. The Yankees have an incredible lineup. They're a very dangerous team. They won 100 games. It's a good baseball team. It's more gut feel. I mean, the A's, it's sort of like yesterday when I went with Colorado against the Cubs. I think the A's have the second half of the year been as good as anybody. And I don't think they have any fear. I think sort of like Colorado didn't fear they were loose. I think Oakland's going to be loose as well.
Yeah, you made the call yesterday. I asked you about the NL game, so you did that. It just had to go way into the morning, for God's sakes, but
yep.
That's okay. Yep. I'll leave you with this. I sent you a text. I don't know if you can go back and see it. If you can't, you can find it on YouTube. It's Mike Leach talking about a young man getting married. It's like 3 minutes or something long.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah, we've played that before. You know, we've had him on the show 4 or 5 times. He's
Oh, yeah, I know you.
I mean, he's been great.
I've never heard that or seen that.
Yeah, that's hysterical. And there's another Mike Leach story that I haven't had time to get to today that maybe we'll share tomorrow that's even funnier.
Okay, cool. I'll be listening.
Thank you, Clemson Dad. Appreciate the phone call. I just think from a overall athletic team standpoint, this incident at Georgia is just ugly, just terribly ugly. Not the face you want to portray of your university or your baseball team or your entire athletic program. I mean, it looks, sounds, is terrible, terrible. And honestly, no offense, but if these stories are true, this guy has the IQ of an ice cube. Josh, how are you?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good, Josh. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, besides that craziness, I do have two Georgia-related questions that are Atlanta, Georgia-related questions.
Okay. All right.
First, my question is, how do you think that my Braves are going to fare against the Dodgers there in the series? And the second one is, do you think that Matt Ryan and Atlanta can turn this thing around for the Falcons? Because it's looking pretty dismal right now, and I'll take it off air.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it. On the first question, look, Ronnie, you'll have to hang that up. On the first question, the Braves have been actually more consistent than the Dodgers this year. I mean, they've not had any prolonged losing streaks, 5 or 6 games, I think the longest losing streak of the year. And the Braves have been pretty consistent, where the Dodgers have been subject to these ups and downs. The Dodgers are also, not exactly the 27 Yankees. They're not a real prolific offensive team. So I think it gives the Braves a chance. I think it gives the Braves starting pitching a chance. I would still take the Dodgers just based on their experience. But I think the Braves have a chance. I think the Braves have a chance. In terms of Matt Ryan, I think the problem Atlanta is facing is just all these injuries that they've incurred defensively. Ryan's obviously had his ups and downs, but Calvin Ridley has really come on. Calvin Ridley, I think, has 6 touchdown catches, which is tremendous at this point of the year and puts him ahead of guys like Julio Jones and Antonio Brown and a lot of other elite receivers. So Calvin Ridley is working out nicely as a selection for Atlanta and really complementing that passing game. And he's become a red zone weapon when the attention is elsewhere. So I think Ridley is off to a great start, and it's still a long season. I think there's still plenty of time for Atlanta, but the injuries have been hurtful. There's no question about it. And you lose star players. Young star players, it's hard to replace them. And that Atlanta secondary is not the same. And you lose star linebacker as well. It's not easy. And I think that's the real issue that the Falcons need to overcome in terms of moving forward. And obviously the division is highly competitive as well, which doesn't make it any easier. I want to talk tomorrow about coaches' salaries. The USA Today came out with their annual list about coaches' salaries. And amongst them, I think the most interesting name on this list is Lovie Smith at Illinois is making $5 million a year for sucking.
Wow.
I mean, Ramona, can you imagine making $5 million a year for sucking?
No.
I mean, he's the name that really stands out on the list. It's sort of shocking that, first of all, I'm shocked Illinois is paying a football coach $5 million a year. I actually do think they're getting a little bit better, but not $5 million worth better.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot of losing. $5 million. Texas says Ice Cube is an understatement. When you Google dumber than dog crap, Sasser's picture comes up. I think that's true. Let me tell you about SCDMV. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today to avoid longer lines in the future. That's SCDMV. Look, I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, my social security card, two proofs of address. Done. It's just that simple. Get yours today. Avoid the lines in the future. Do it today. You'll thank me later. In the future, you're not even going to be able to travel domestically without a passport or this real ID. Do it. Get it. You'll thank me later. Let me remind you, tomorrow I'm at Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us. I expect to have a big group out there as we did last week. Come for the show. Stay for the after party. Trust me, you'll have a big time. If you like the show, that's how you support it. Coming out to the events. I'll see you then.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Jay Berman. Buck Showalter will not be back with the Orioles. He's been fired by Baltimore. But the O's didn't stop there. They let go GM Dan Duquette as well. So Baltimore is starting from scratch. Meanwhile, Joe Maddon will remain as Cubs manager through 2019, but he will not get an extension before then. The Cubs.